Commentary on story number 26, Meatballs. This story is an illustration of a few things. First of all, it again brings forward the practice and the more real teaching that an answer is not always given directly to a particular question. And even if it could be given indirectly in words, it many times is not, but rather a particular situation is looked for which can demonstrate the reality of this in real life. And real life is the teacher, and one of the aspects of learning is to become a student, and one becomes a student of life, not of the teacher or the external teachings. This is part of the process of learning. So when a real teacher, a real worker, can provide answers through life illustrations, and people have the patience to wait for this, then some real work can be done. Now in this case, it then goes through the story, which in and of itself is not that important, but when it gets to one point, and that is that the meatball person, the meatball cook, reacted strongly and was able to recognize the fragrance, the realness of the, in this case, the Sufi worker or teacher. And this is also one of the reasons why people who have reached a certain perspective, a certain realization, recognize each other. It's not title, it's not name, it's not the outward form, it's not the robes, but it's the inward capacity, it's the inward realization, it's the inward station. The reality of heart and breath, and one sees and feels and knows not only the fragrance, but also sees the light and the consciousness and awareness of the other being. And no words need to be spoken, because it is present and existent, and somebody with the perception can see it, can certainly perceive it. In this case, the meatball person, having paid attention and learning through life, and learning more through life than many of the so-called disciples or students of this teacher did, by following the real and then paying attention to the nature behind it, he was through this able to recognize the reality of this being. And this will tell you a lot upon some contemplation and further study that will be useful toward your own progress. It reminds me of another story, as an aside, which is told that three so-called Sufis, all bedecked in robes, were traveling with three servants. And the three servants, dressed appropriately, and doing their service to the and waiting on the three well-known, well-appointed, and self-congratulatory Sufis, were in reality ones who truly knew, and they were in the process of learning or in some aspects of service and giving and doing and placing themselves as aides, but they were hidden. And one day this retinue of six people gets to a real Sufi teacher, and the six are accepted and welcomed in, but the ones that the Sufi turns to give them his acceptance and brings them into his confidence and brings them into the inner circle and the inner work, are the three who are acting as real Sufis, the three that are serving, not the pretend ones who have names, who have robes, who are being attended to. These are the false ones. The true recognizes the true, the real recognizes the real, and the rose recognizes the rose when one has seen it. And this is the end of this commentary.